Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Monday. Excuse me, I'm all screwed up this morning. All right, well, we're getting a, this looks like a telemarketer. Go ahead, caller. I think it was a telemarketer. Monday morning, not Tuesday morning, Monday, September the 25th, 2023, 13 minutes past the hour. 62 degrees in cloudy skies, first Monday in the season of autumn. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Now, if you missed hour number one, here is the breaking news from hour number one. Buckeye Guy was on because we wanted to talk about the big Notre Dame-Ohio State game from Saturday night, in which Ohio State came from behind to win the game on the last play with 1 second left, 17-14. Now, at the end of this interview, Buckeye Guy is talking about how Ohio State has a bye week coming up this week, and they will return against Maryland in 2 weeks on October the 7th. And at that time, out of the blue, which I did not know this was going to happen, Buckeye Guy offered me a ticket to go to that game with him and also go tailgate with him that day. Now, very, very nice of him. I certainly do appreciate that. That's a once-in-a-lifetime offer, as many people have said. But now, here's the thing. Number one, I think I should be allowed to bring a date. Because, you know, you got to have somebody else to talk to. Because Buckeye Guy, he goes crazy at these games. Number two, I think I should bring a big sign that says WGH Talk, because you know how these camera people love to pan the Buckeye Guy. And number three, people feel I was a little rude. And maybe I was, because when he offered me these tickets, most people would jump at him. Tickets and tailgate. And my question was, when's the game? What time does it start? As if I've got wall-to-wall plans on October the 7th or something. So I feel a little bad that that's how I answered the question, but I think I did go along and accept his offer, I think. I'll have to replay the tape. But what do you think? Do you think I answered that with the vim and vigor that needed to be that particular situation needed to be treated with? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Or do you think I was a little lukewarm with my acceptance there with Buckeye Guy? Now, the other topic, Sean called in this morning, and we were talking a little bit about the government shutdown. If anybody wants to talk about that, we've got till Saturday night at midnight. Hopefully it gets all sorted out. I don't know beyond that. Busy Bee Convenience Store looks like it's going to open up where the old Certified was on Main Street. There's a banner there. Beyond that, we don't know anything at this point. The word is that a Goodwill is going to open up where You Roll It Tobacco was on Delaware Avenue. And You Roll It Tobacco is in the old Faye Bank location on Delaware Avenue there in front of the mall. Founders Park, we finally got an answer on that they're building some more of those shells, some smaller shells, I guess for maybe more bands to play in or for people to stand in. That's what's going on in Founders Park. And we also talked about Glenn Coble now driving around in his RV with a big banner on the side that says Coble for Mayor. Has anybody seen this? I saw it yesterday for the first time. Very interesting. We're getting very close to that election, just a little over a month to go. 740-751-4038. Anybody have anything to say in regard to any of that? 740-751-4038. So we've got the offer from the Buckeye guy for the October 7th Ohio State game. Glenn driving around in his RV with a Coble for Mayor sign on the side of it. We know what's going on in Founders Park, Goodwill, You Roll It Tobacco, Busy Bee Convenience Store. Autumn is here. And we did talk a little bit about the Friday night revelation during the Friday night program that apparently Carrington. Now, here's how this all came about, by the way, just so it doesn't sound extremely odd. A lot of times Carrington comes directly from work, and she doesn't get off work till 8 o'clock, but yet she's in the studio by 8:15 in different clothes because she has to wear a uniform at work. So all these weeks have gone on, and we've all kind of wondered, well, where does she change her clothes? Because if she stopped to change her clothes in the bathroom, it would slow her down, and she certainly would not be there by 8:15. So where is she doing this? Well, last week we all learned, see, this is why you can't miss the Friday show. We all learned that apparently she changes her pants in the car, which, you know, to each their own. That's not necessarily something I would do. But, you know, I guess that's safe. But the problem I had a problem with was the fact that she said she changes her top in the car. Now, it's daylight, and her windows are not tinted. Now, when you're changing your top, now, she did say she had a sports bra on, if you listen to the show. So, you know, it's not like anything's hanging out or anything. But I'm telling you, everybody's got a camera these days, and people will snap a picture of anything. So I felt a little protective of her after I heard this on Friday night that you should not change your top in the car. Now, if she's fine to do it, she didn't seem like she had a problem with it. God bless her. But I just don't know. I'm a little split on that whole thing. Anyway, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Now, see, this is the type of fun we have on the Friday night show. Oh, and Ted Williams called in last Friday night, or I guess we called Ted to wish him a happy birthday, 66 years young. That was good. What else do we have here this morning that we could talk about? Oh, well, I had a near-death experience over the weekend. On Saturday, I was getting ready to go do some things, so I was taking a shower, which I do every day, which apparently is up in the air for some people. But I was getting ready to take a shower to go do some things, and I was trying to shave very close to my bottom lip. You know, you try to get that little patch there right under your bottom lip. I was trying to shave that. And somehow I shaved. I don't know if I shaved right under my lip. I don't think it's on my lip. But it caused a cut. Now, this thing bled like nobody's business. Now, a few years ago, I got turned on to the Styptic pencil, which stops the bleeding. So I go into the other room to get the Styptic pencil to stop the bleeding. And I'm telling you, even the Styptic pencil could not stop this bleeding. This was awful. And I got into the shower, and it looks like one of those horror movies is happening in the shower because the blood is just gushing from my bottom lip. So that was an interesting experience. You know what finally stopped the blood was putting a little bit of, it's toilet paper is what I used. Finally dried it up and got me into safer territory, so I survived. But very, very dangerous territory. Has anybody else ever had this problem? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz. I would love to talk with you about this, amongst other things going on today. Anybody have anything to say? 740-751-4038. But I'll tell you, this thing bled and bled and bled. My goodness. I could not believe that I didn't know I had that much blood in my my lip. My goodness. It was a mess, as they say. Go ahead, caller.
Well, I'm a wiry guy here on this Monday morning. I'll ask you a couple of questions. If it's been a couple of years ago, you shaved that close. Something was going on there, maybe a date you was going to have. Now, here it's 2 years late, and you never had any trouble, but, boy, something must be going on pretty good where you get close to maybe another person's lips or something. You wanted to make sure that was nice. That is?
Well, you know, sometimes you do have to clean up before you're going to be near somebody else.
Well, you said you did take a shower, sure.
I do that. You know, I do that every day. The kids, apparently, I don't know. I don't know what that's all about.
Well, yeah, that's another subject there, like we was talking the other day. But do you slap that cologne on pretty good, a favorite cologne and stuff you use? And sometimes if you dab that little bit of cologne on, that helped. I used to use Old Spice all the time. I loved Old Spice, and my wife, to be now after 60 years, why, she always knew it was me. Even if she couldn't see me, she could smell me.
Well, you know what's interesting? I have cologne. I don't use it very often, but what's interesting is a couple weeks ago, I think I had a doctor's appointment I was going to, and I didn't put anything on. It was just soap and water. And I went to the doctor's appointment, and
did you have clothes on?
I had clothes on.
Have nothing on, but okay.
Yeah, I didn't change on the way over. I changed before I left, and so I got over there, and the lady was close to me, you know, within smelling distance, and she goes, "What cologne?" And she even named a cologne. She goes, "What cologne is that you have on? Is it blah 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 blah?" And I said, "I don't have any cologne on. Just soap and water." And she's like, "Wow, you smell good." And I thought, well, maybe I don't need cologne anymore.
Oh, no. You're going to save money with that gal.
I thought that was not bad. But, you know, who knows?
That was a nice conversation starter piece that woman had, didn't she?
Yeah, she was good. It was a nice break in there. You know, I figure I need a nurse to take care of me in my old age. So your dating pool should consist of nurses at this point.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. You're really, you got invited to that Ohio State game. Now, that's a terrific thing. That is really good, Scott. But when you, I don't know how to say it. I might as well not even say it. I don't even know how to put it there. But I'll tell you another subject I'll go to. I see a lot of these yard signs out for people running for office and stuff.
Yes.
Now, when I use the word stuff, that's what I mean. You know it takes money. I know it takes money. They know it takes money. But why do they put them out for? Because we're driving down the road, and we haven't got a pull-off where we can read the signs, and you can't read half these signs. They got them all this on them, and I can't read them. So I don't know what they're running for. And so here in Pleasant Township, I've seen a few, and I was able to pull up in the driveway, and I just read the signs, you know, and I didn't know they had president of the city council. Or,
oh, yeah, that's a big one coming up.
I don't know. Do you remember the name on that one?
That was probably Teresa Lubke.
Well, I don't remember, and I see one named Baker. That's all I've seen. I couldn't tell what they was for, and I've seen a few more. Well, I went a little different route. I had a couple of errands to run this morning, and I seen a couple of Bill Collins, and I didn't see before, and a few bigger ones, and some different routes popping up close to getting to the month of October prior. haven't got much longer. We're going to find out if Glenn Coble's bus is going to hold up until he gets all the advertisement on his motorhome, I guess that's what it is.
Have you seen the Glenn Coble RV driving around town with the...
I haven't seen Glenn Coble. The last time I laid hands on him and shook hands and wished him good luck was up there to the Historical Society when the governor was up there, Celeste. and Mary Ellen Withrow was signing money.
Yeah, it's interesting. I have not had a chance to talk to Glenn since I've seen this RV driving around, but I have seen it twice now. I saw it on Thursday, and I saw it yesterday, and I don't know if he just parks it. I don't know what that's all about.
Does he, maybe the reason he was talking about money-wise and stuff on his advertisement election, maybe he's got a private chauffeur, and then they can drive around the corner if he wants to get out and shake hands with certain areas of town and stuff. Maybe would that be maybe a pretty high expensive chauffeur, wouldn't it?
No, it could be, but the thing I worried about with Glenn was he was parking it. The first time I saw it, it was out in the Walmart parking lot, and then yesterday I saw it, and it was out by TJ Maxx, and I kept thinking, you're running for mayor, but you're parking your RV in the county. I mean,
well,
I'm not saying those people aren't driving back to the city to vote, but you think you might drive that through the city?
Yeah, well, I could have an answer for that. The city's pretty dangerous to be driving on, and as far as seeing anything on the side of a motorhome like that, it would be hard. I mean, maybe you could get a longer look in the mall area, because those are city and county people going in and out, so might have a point there.
It could be, and maybe this is what he's decided in lieu of a lot of yard signs, but I don't know.
Yeah, well,
it's different.
Go ahead, Scott.
I say it's different. It's going to be interesting to see what happens in November.
Well, how are we going to know? Are you going to really? You said you don't know if you made the acceptance. I didn't, that on the first part of the show that must have happened. I didn't hear that, or I could have told you if you did or not. So I listened.
Well,
pretty...
I think I accepted, but I think I accept. See, I feel bad because you know the man offered to buy me a ticket and take me to the tailgate, and when he asked me that, I said, "What time is the game?" And then he said, "Well, I don't know yet," and I said, "Well, I accept." So I definitely accepted. I just feel bad. I shouldn't have been so ingracious when he said, "I'm buying you a ticket." And here I, what time's the game? As if I got like a lot of things going on that day in 2 weeks.
Well, you do really personally. That's your own business. See that you probably do. But you know what? I'll tell you. I have never been to a tailgate, and I always hear that is a big. Whether that's all in one section, tailgating, or how that transpires down around the Ohio State games at home, I do not know how that transpires and how it seems like it'd be going to a big fair. You know, they got all kinds of people out and all kinds of aromas and stuff. It would be a tremendous, I tell you, I wouldn't miss that in a heartbeat.
Well, I'll have to talk with him further today, and maybe I'll get some more details, and I can bring those up tomorrow morning.
And get that date, get that situation done.
Well, you got to take a date. You got to have somebody there with you in case it turns into an awkward moment.
Could you have a trivia there today or someday and let the audience here wonder what the date's name would be that you would take down there?
Well, it's interesting because, oddly enough, there are probably a few that I could think of off the top of my head.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. We can go back in history on that, and those long, not forgotten now, they might have been long ago, but not forgotten. And when we talk about a date and certain areas that you're going, and like you said, when they scan that crowd and they zoom in on you, I called him the cowboy guy, the buck guy with the hat and all that stuff on, and then the date in there, there might be quite a few appearances that you are on the TV, and that would the WWGH banner or sign, don't dare put... where you're from, because that might be a giveaway.
You're right. I'll have to. It's a good publicity point to advertise the station.
Yeah, but the giveaway with you on the TV, I mean, the mobbing of what do we call, 105,000, 107,000 there, you know, that's a big group. And they look up that big, big screen, and they can see you right there. And you might not even get out of the ball game. You'll be swamped.
Well, that's right. They'll attack me, and I'll be stuck there with Buckeye. I don't know if he'll be good security or not.
Well, I think he'd be about the best you could in the Ohio State Stadium. That is away game. I don't think so. He scats out of there, especially if they lose, you know.
That's right. Gets out of there under the coat of darkness.
Okay, Scott.
Thanks. Uh-huh. Bye-bye. All right. Phone lines are open here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You know, really, going to an Ohio State game with the Buckeye guy is like going to a state dinner with the president, is really what that's like. I believe they're very similar things. 740-751-4038. 33 minutes past the hour. That's 740-751-4038. Has anybody seen the Glenn Coble bus? Well, maybe I'll just get... You know, I'll go out and I'll get in the Glenn Coble bus and I'll just ride around town trying to figure that whole thing out. We'll have to hear from Glenn here sometime soon. Okay, well, we've got Carrington changing in her car. We've got me about bleeding to death, shaving on Saturday. We've got the offer from the Buckeye guy to go to the big tailgate and Ohio State game on October the 7th. We've got Glenn's RV going around. We know that Founders Park, they're going to put in more of the domes. We know Goodwill's going where You Roll It Tobacco was on Delaware Avenue. You Roll It is where Faye Bank was. Busy Bee convenience store, hopefully opening up soon, where Certified used to be on Main Street. And autumn is here. Those are all the questions and things we're talking about this morning. Or if there's anything else on your mind, let us know. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give us a buzz. We would love to hear from you this morning. What's going on in your world on kind of this cloudy first Monday of autumn here in Ohio? September 25th, 2023, 35 minutes past the hour, 62 degrees. And cloudy skies. Well, let's see here. You know, we have not done any Family Feud in quite a while, and I know people love that, so maybe we'll do a little bit of Family Feud here. Okay, let's try this. Five big answers here. Five big answers. Name hot things. Hot. There are five of them. Name hot things. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Now, these are all, well, you know, they're all hot, so it's not that hard to come by, these five answers. Does anybody have the five answers here? 36 minutes past the hour. Name hot things. Number one had 26 people vote that way. Number two had 24. Three had 21. Name hot things. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Volume down. Scott Spears, interviewer to the superfans.
Apparently, and apparently invitation getter from the superfans.
Well, that should be quite a spectacle.
I would think that would be a spectacle.
Make sure your face isn't cut up from shaving. Then it'd be kind of like, you know, when they panned George on Seinfeld and he was picking out on a hot dog or something. It would kind of look like that.
Well, I got 2 weeks to heal up. I don't even think people could know. It's a weird thing. That cut that just bled and bled. You can't even really notice it. It was such a thin cut, but boy, it bled forever.
Yeah, that kind of stinks when that happens. Well, and grow a beard or something. You never had a beard. I don't see you as a beard guy. I wouldn't even recognize you with a beard.
No, I don't think I don't think I would fit in as a beard guy.
Okay, well, hopefully it'll be cleared if you don't grow a beard. Well, some people might say my body is hot, but it's probably not there. So instead, I'll make another Adam answer: hot sauce. Just like that old lady in the Frank's commercial with the swear word. I do put that stuff on everything.
No hot sauce on the list.
Well, he must not have polled me, right?
Apparently not.
Well, we'll make another answer then. In honor of the season that ended at about 2:50 a.m. this past Saturday, 9/23/23, hot weather, the summer, or just weather, or the summer, or you know, weather in the South.
No weather on the list.
Okay, well, I give up. I guess they didn't poll Ben Gelber, did they?
Another one
of your buddies.
They did not. They did not, sadly.
Okay, well, I've struck out, so we'll talk to you later.
All right. Name hot things. You know, I'm not going to touch that call with a 10-foot pole for a lot of reasons. Name hot things. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
They did not, sadly. Okay, well,
go ahead.
A hot tamale or hot peppers?
No hot tamale or hot peppers. No hot tamale or hot peppers on the list here today. Name hot things. This is where we are. Five big answers on the board. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
A hot Rod Lincoln?
no hot Rod Lincoln, but not bad. No hot Rod Lincoln on the list here today. Name hot things. Five answers on the list, and we have not ascertained any of them yet. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say a fire.
Fire is number one on the list. You got it. Fire is number one on the list. So now we've got the number one answer. Fire. Name hot things. Hot things is what we're looking for here. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, I'm going to say sun.
No sun on the list. No sun on the list here today. Name hot things. That's what we're looking for. Hot things. Go ahead, caller.
A hot meal.
No hot meal on the list. No hot meal on the list here today. Name hot things. That's what we're looking for. Hot things. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, I'm going to say a hot person, like a hot chick.
No hot chicks on the list. No, I'll take a hot chick to the Ohio State game, though. You got to get the hot chicks. Name hot things. Fire, number one on the list. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Let's see if we're cooking with this answer, Scott. An oven.
Well, not an oven, but you're close.
Right. Oven, stove.
Stove. Range, stove. You know, stove. Yep, stove about, is number four.
Your late buddy, Bob Barker, giving it away in The Price is Right.
A new oven, a radar range.
Yeah, stove is on the list at number four.
Okay, I thought I would get a hot answer in there. See
Thank you,
later.
Stove on the list at number four. Name hot things. Fire number one, stove number four. Still three answers left to go. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Let's try a hot topic.
Well, boy, we've got those all over this show, don't we? No hot topics on the list.
Okay.
No hot topic on the list here today. Name hot things. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
How about a hot hand? I never played gamble or anything, but a poker game, that'd be a hot hand. Does that be in there?
No hot hand on the list.
Okay.
No hot hand on the list here today. Name hot things. Hot things is what we're looking for here today. Go ahead, caller.
Hot water.
No hot water on the list. No hot water on the list here today. Name hot things. Go ahead, caller.
Let's say a hot drink like coffee. Something like that.
Coffee's number two on the list. You got it. Coffee, number two on the list. So we've got fire, coffee, and a stove. Still two answers left to go. 42 minutes past the hour. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Well, you'd be very familiar if it would be hot lips, wouldn't it?
You know, yes. Well, that's why this, it's like a work hazard with this cut on my lip now.
Well, and then the date you're going to take hot lips.
Huh? That's right. That's how she's known, hot lips.
Okay.
Thank you. No hot lips on the list here today. All right. Name hot things. Fire number one, coffee number two, stove number three. Still two answers left to go. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name hot things. Go ahead, caller.
Hot air.
No hot air, but a good guess. No hot air, but not a bad guess this morning. Name hot things. That's what we're looking for here. Fire, coffee, stove. Two left to go. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
This is a majorly lame answer, but if coffee is there, tea should be also.
Tea is number three on the list. Absolutely.
That's there, but the weather isn't.
No weather.
But I still think Adam's body should be on. Don't you think Adam's body should at least be number 5.5?
No, I don't think I would vote for that one. But now maybe there are people who would. Not me.
Christy Brinkley's body, or, you know, some established good-looking person.
Well, now Christy Brinkley, yeah. Now maybe I would vote for that one.
Cindy Crawford. Okay, well, as long as they don't discriminate, you know, as long as there are no human beings on there with hot bodies, I'll accept that.
Yeah, no human beings.
Let me go drink my hot coffee.
Hot tea. Go ahead.
Really?
All right. Name hot things. Hot fire, hot coffee, hot tea, hot stove. Oh, my goodness. What's the last one on the list here today? All right. Go ahead, caller.
A hot iron?
No hot iron. No hot iron on the list here today. Name hot things. Fire, coffee, tea, stove. One answer left. It's number five on the list. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, I've heard the phrase all my life, even when I was small and stuff. And it was always to start off with, she's hot to trot.
No hot to trot.
Would a trot be hot?
You know, it is up with certain people. Some people, you don't want them to trot, but some people, you want them to trot.
Especially if there's on a hot bed of coals walking across them, right?
That's right. Then you can trot all you want.
Hot trot.
Hot trot. No hot trot on the list here today. Hot to trot. There's a saying from yesteryear. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Hair dryer.
No hair dryer on the list. No hair dryer on the list here today. Name hot things. We got fire, coffee, tea, stove. One answer left. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
The sun?
Not the sun. The sun not on the list here today. Name hot things. Fire, coffee, tea, stove. One answer left. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Coming up on 47 minutes past the hour, WGH Talk Time, 740-751-4038. Go ahead.
I've heard this locale described as hot or cold. How about hell?
No hell on the list.
Okay, I didn't know how else to say it, but I thought I'd give it a try.
Well, that works.
All right, see you later.
No hell on the list here today. All right. Name things that are hot. Hot things. All right. We could put some names on this list. Go ahead, caller.
Let's try a hot plate.
No hot plate. No hot plate on the list here today. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Branding iron. A branding iron, you know, like...
Oh, yeah, no branding iron. Good guess.
Like when you got the out west, all the cattle they have to brine to see who's the owner, and that'd be not like you with all the women. You'll have to put a WWGH branding on, maybe on some of them.
So that's right. I have to get the branding iron and label that they're part of WWGH. That's what I do with all the women around here.
Yeah, that used to be a good place to eat down there off of Delaware there at Stratford, up the branding iron. Did you ever eat down there?
No, I've never eaten there.
Yeah, I don't think it's there, but buddy, that was, the steaks was in a showcase, and you just pointed to one, they took it right out, put it on the grill, branding iron, yeah, bye.
Bye, nothing like a good steak, that's for sure. Name hot things, fire, coffee, tea, stove. One answer left, 740-751-4038. What is our missing answer? Go ahead, caller.
I might get in hot water with this answer, Scott. How about steam?
No steam on the list.
You like the fun getting in hot water?
That wasn't bad. I'll take that.
Okay.
No steam on the list here today. Name hot things. Fire, coffee, tea, stove. One answer left. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Hot tub.
No hot tub. No hot tub on the list here today. What is this final answer? Name hot things. 49 minutes past the hour. Go ahead, caller.
Chili.
What's that?
Hot chili.
Oh, no chili on the list. No chili on the list here today. Name hot things. Go ahead, caller.
Let's say a hot tamale.
No tamale on the list. I remember the old hot tamale bike ride. No hot tamale on the list here today. Go ahead, caller.
Hot pavement.
No hot. Nope. No hot pavement. No hot pavement on the list here today. Name hot things. Fire, coffee, tea, stove. One answer left to go. 10 minutes left to go. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name hot things. Fire got 26 people. Coffee got 24. Tea got 21. Stove got 16. One answer left to go. Who's going to get it? Go ahead, caller.
I think I got it, Scott. Hot temper.
No hot temper on the list.
I'm going to get really aggravated that my answers aren't on there. I'm going to have a hot temper.
Cool down. Cool down.
Coffee. Maybe I'll think better with some hot coffee, but my temper is getting hot.
Or tea. Right, tea. Drink a cup of tea. Have a cup of tea. Keep that temper down. Name hot things. Fire, coffee, tea, and stove we have so far. Go ahead, caller.
Let's say desert.
No desert on the list. No desert on the list here today. Name hot things. 51 minutes past the hour. Fire, coffee, tea, stove. What is the final answer? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Who's going to slide in with that final answer? All righty. Go ahead, caller.
Well, I'll give away an old, old, old answer. Hot water bottle.
No hot water bottle. Good guess.
Did you have one when you was a kid?
You know, I did. I did have a hot water bottle.
Remember that? It's like a red rubber, and it was about a quart size, lay on your chest if you had something wrong with you, you know. That was pretty neat, wasn't it?
Yeah, or a toothache or something like that. It helped.
Hot water bottle, yep.
Yep. The old hot water bottle, the old red hot water bottles, doesn't make the list today. Name hot things. We've got fire, coffee, tea, stove. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say a sauna.
No sauna. No sauna on the list here today. Name hot things. Fire, coffee, tea, and stove are what we have. Still one answer left to go. and we're not there yet.
Go ahead, caller.
The sand at the beach.
Not the sand at the beach.
Not the sand at the beach. Still not on the list. Name hot things. That's what we're looking for here today.
Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say a bath or shower.
No bath or shower.
No bath or shower on the list here today. Name hot things. That's what we're looking for here today.
Go ahead, caller.
How about a hot shower?
No hot shower.
Hey, Scott, how about going back to the old trick thing, the first letter or maybe the number letters in one word or something like that?
F. F.
What is it?
F.
F?
F, like food.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Okay.
Well, fire was always, that's already been said and everything, fire.
Yep.
That's the first word, F, and that's the only word that starts with an F.
Yep, just one. It's one word that starts with an F.
Thanks.
One word that starts with an F. At least according to this list. 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller.
A furnace?
Not a furnace.
Not a furnace, but we've got people guessing now, 54 minutes past the hour. Name hot things. Fire, coffee, tea, stove. One answer left. What might it be?
Go ahead.
Hot flashes. That's got to be it.
No hot flashes.
Okay, I tried.
No hot flashes on the list here today. Name hot things. Fire, coffee, tea, stove, and our final answer. Number one was fire. 26 people said fire. Two was coffee. 24 people said coffee. Three was tea. 21 people said tea. Stove was four. 16 people said stove.
Go ahead.
Is it a living thing?
No, not a living thing.
Okay.
Not a living thing. But it begins with F, as in food. And one word. It's down on the list here as one word. 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller.
Food.
Not food.
Not food. 740-751-4038. Name hot things. All right.
Go ahead, caller.
French fries.
No French fries.
No French fries on the list here today, but that's a double F. Name hot things. Fire, coffee, tea, stove. One answer left, and it begins with the letter F. F, as in food. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 56 minutes past the hour here. WGH talk time. Are we going to get the answer? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. One answer left begins with the letter F. And we're approaching the 3-minute mark here. We've got the other four answers, but we do not have that final answer. Are people thinking about this at home? Name hot things. Fire was one, coffee two, tea three, stove four. We're under 3 minutes now.
Go ahead, caller.
Fireplace?
Fireplace. That's it. You got it.
Okay.
All right. Fireplace was the correct answer that rounds this all out. Fire, coffee, tea, stove, and fireplace.
Go ahead, caller.
This isn't the answer, Scott, but I thought I would make one in deference to your friend, Mr. Chubb, and that would be a football team. Buckeyes are pretty hot, but that won't be there, but I thought Mr. Chubb would enjoy it.
Well, no, it's fireplace. We just got it. It's fireplace.
Oh, fire and fireplace are separate. Okay, what do you think about football team, though, in deference to your guest of last hour?
Well, I don't know. You know, I think that, I don't. Are they hot this year? I don't know. You know, the first game, they seemed a little shaky. I don't know. Did you watch the game Saturday?
No, I'm afraid I missed it.
I can believe that. Now, but it was close, so I don't know.
Yeah, it's more fun. A lot of basketball games seem to be like that. Plus, the game Tom Brady was in, it always seemed like he won the game in the last 30 seconds.
So. Now, what do you think of the offer of Buckeye Guy? Because, you know, he's always got good seats, and he's always on the camera. So I think this is a huge publicity point.
Yeah, I think we should, bring a sign promoting the station. Bring a photo of me, and, you know, like those Facebook polls, right, you know, ask people, hot or not. Let's find out if Adam is hot.
Well, it's not Halloween yet, Adam. I can't bring a picture of you out.
Well, it's getting there. No, I think that would be kind of fun. Is he paying for the ticket? What do these tickets cost?
$10,000,
and he sits right in the 50-yard line. Right?
I don't.
In the nosebleed section.
Well, we haven't discussed it yet. It came up on the air. I didn't know anything about it till this morning.
Yeah,
I didn't.
Well, if I know you're there with him, I'll be watching, because that would be not just to make me proud, but be kind of amusing.
Another station milestone here at WGH.
I never quite know what's up your sleeve.
Thanks,
Adam.
Are
you going to dress up like that guy if you come there? Are you going to wear the cape and the red mustache?
You know,
my
cape's in the shop.
Okay, you'll just come as yourself.
I'll come as myself. Maybe I'll wear a bow tie.
That would be pretty cool.
All right.
Okay, see you later.
Thanks, Adam. All right. Well, we're down to the final 30 seconds here. We thank Buckeye Guy for joining us today to recap the big Notre Dame Ohio State game over the weekend. Ohio State wins 17-14, and I was invited by Buckeye Guy to tailgate and sit with him on October the 7th at the Ohio State game. Well, we'll talk more about that tomorrow. All right. Well, for this day, this is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
You're listening to The Talking Place. Just listen to former star of The Jeffersons and 227, Marla Gibbs.
Where did the name Marla come from? It's so unique.
I made it up.
Really?
My name is Margaret. And I thought that was too mouthy. Margaret Bradley is